And so his collection was an aspect of his understanding of how we're all knit together in the body of Christ. And that, I think, is something that comes home to me on Gift Day. In order to meet our running costs through the year, we need, it works out if you do the sums, as a contribution of £15 every week from every member of the electoral roll. Now, we have members of our electoral roll who are easily able to afford a lot more than that, and we have others for whom that's a really big ask. And the whole of our financial process of giving, Gift Day, everything, is a way in which we support one another. We're able to do all this with this music and the building and the whole life of the place, because people give as they are able, and those who have more give more, and those who have little give the little that they're able to give. But we're all interdependent. This theme of interdependence also lies behind the biggest single item of expenditure at this church, and that's the £96,000 that we make over this year to the London Diocesan Fund. The London Diocesan Fund is a great thing. It's a kind of Robin Hood fund, I always think of it. All the parishes contribute money freely. It's not a tax, it's voluntarily given by the parishes. And then it's redistributed to the parishes in the form of clergy salaries, maintenance of vicarages, central office costs for the diocese, and so on. So we put money into the common fund, and we take money back out of the common fund, because it's the common fund that pays for my salary, for example. Those parishes that can put in more than they take out. Those parishes that have little get back more than they put in. And that's how a parish that's relatively prosperous like this one is able directly to cross-subsidise our neighbours at Lisson Grove, St Paul's Rossmore Road, set in a very challenging, economically challenged part of the city. Actually, do you know, just over there is, on all the official indices, the most deprived part of the whole of London. It's extraordinary. Right next door. And through our more generous giving, we support the ministry there. And it all flows through the common fund. It's a wonderful working out of the principle of interdependence, of how we belong to one another and are responsible for one another within the life of the church. Well, that's a reflection about interdependence, but I have another thing that always comes home to me at Gift Day, and that is my own sense of dependence. There's nothing I can do on Gift Day other than sit there in the hope that people will turn up, which, thanks be to God, you do, and people come and people are generous. But there's kind of nothing I can do to hasten that along on the day. I just sit there, and I'm completely dependent on you. There's nothing I can do but trust. And that's why I've come to like Gift Day so much. I remember my first Gift Day thinking it was a very bizarre way to run any sort of enterprise. I now realise that there's a sort of spirituality at the heart of Gift Day that's very, very important. That I sit there dependent upon you, and it reminds me that I am, and indeed every one of you is, in the end, utterly dependent upon God for life, for the breath of existence, for blessing, for everything. We hang, we are feathers floating on the breath of God. On Gift Day, I'm in a particular way a feather floating on the breath of your generosity. But we are all of us, all the time, feathers floating on the breath of God. God, the whence upon whom we utterly depend, the source of all. And so, at the end, Gift Day is about balancing up the books, but it's also reminding ourselves of how much we depend on the giver of all good things. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord, as in the days of old, as in former years. Amen.